Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Continue to praise God, continue to thank Him. That sacrifice is an easy thing to do. If you need those affirmations, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God will make a way in your life where there is no way, no matter what is going on. It's opened up unto you. He will guide you through it. Today I was reading in Proverbs. I'll jump over that verse, but I was reading in Proverbs this morning, and I was going over a bunch of stuff, but I love this verse. You go to chapter 16, verse 1, it says, "The preparations of a heart in man, or the arrangements or the plan, come out from man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are pure or clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works or thy actions unto the Lord, and thy thoughts or thy plans shall be established or stand erect." If you're worried about what you're doing in life, give it to God. Give it to God. If you don't like a situation you're in, give it to God. Pray. Ask Him specifically. We're not to be anxious for one thing. Be not anxious for one things, but by all things, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God. You're to declare what's going on in your life. It's not to be meek. It's not to be weak. It's not to be in a state of being scared. Declare your prayers to God, and the peace of God, surpassing the understanding, which is understanding good and evil, will essentially keep and guard and garrison your hearts and your minds. We are to pray in this life about the things that we need, and you know what you need. God is working with you, but all things come from God, and if you're having a problem, go to Him. Anyways, that was the kind of in the middle of nowhere. But I was reading in Proverbs chapter 22 today, and I just came across a lot of verses that had to do with working and being diligent. I want to start with this one. If you go to chapter 24, verse 3, it says, "Through wisdom," or true wisdom, "is a house builded." Now, the true wisdom in the New Testament is Jesus Christ. So through Christ Jesus is a house builded. And by understanding, it is established. And understanding is understanding the difference between good and evil. And by knowledge, which is the knowledge of God, shall the chambers, or the inner chambers, be filled with all pleasant and precious riches. You go to God, you build your house, you build what you're doing upon the Word and upon believing in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and you will see as you go through life with patience, through those trials and tribulations, that you're going to build whatever it is you want to build. God is with you 100%. Verse 10, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." And I love this verse. Everybody's going to go through it. Tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope will never cause shame. Everybody is going to experience bad days. He sets the days side by side. But it's standing in the day of adversity. It's standing up. "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." Stand. You have the emotional will to do. You have the ability. That spirit is put in you. Stand on it. Don't be afraid. Don't be weary. Stand. If you jump over to verse 26, it says, "Every man shall kiss the lips that giveth the right answer. Prepare thy work without," or outside, "and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house." Work, work, work. What you render is what you what you put in is what you're going to get out, because it's God that giveth the increase. God knows what's going on. God knows how hard you work. God knows the effort you put in. Put it in and wait. God will provide. If you jump over to verse 22, or 29 in chapter 22. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men or obscure men. There's a lot of stuff in here that talks about working. It's not about skirting work. One of the things that makes me crazy is when this new whole thing about passive income. That's great. But God wants you to work. There's a reason why he has that, why you work in life. Don't be weary, work. And when you go home after working in the field, build your house. Build your house. It's a continual thing. If you're diligent in your life, you're going to stand before kings, not before weak men. It's a principle of God. Don't skirt work is the point. There's another verse in here, which I have no idea where it is, that talks about that it's God that giveth that increase. It's not the person you're working for that's giving the increase. It's God. And let me tell you, it's on his timing. I'm a testament to that. Believe me. Believe that. If you jump over, I'm going to finish up with this. If you jump over to chapter 24, verse 13, my son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When you have the knowledge of wisdom, knowledge is the correct application of wisdom. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it, and there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. You want to find your purpose in life? You want to get that thing which you're going for? Give it to God. He will provide, and just be patient in tribulation. Have yourself a beautiful day today. Declare your prayers to God. Don't pray to Jesus Christ. It doesn't go anywhere. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for another great day. I thank you for the emotional will to do and getting us through everything that needs to get done. I pray for Andy and his family, and I just lift up that situation to you. It breaks my heart, and I thank you that you just continually just take care of them. I thank you again for the things that you've given me, for the family that I have, for the people you've surrounded me with. I thank you for the business that's been given as well, Father. And I just pray for those people that we work with, that you take care of them. And again, I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.